Thursday, July 5th edition of the Gym Class, getting ready to come your way from our studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And depending on where you are around the metro area, could be getting some pretty torrential rains right now. And if something pops up severe, we will let you know about it. Coming up on the show, we will talk the latest on Iowa football. Of course, in the last couple of days, some news as far as new players coming into Iowa City. We'll touch on that very quickly, and then we'll have our edition of Caddy Smack as we look ahead to the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Tournament, the big annual coming up on Monday, and we'll talk about that. Brian Haas will join us in studio. Larry Gladson going to join us in studio as well. So stay tuned. It is coming your way next right here on KGYN. At 3:05, Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Thank you very much for joining us. Hope everybody had a very safe and a festive and happy 4th of July out there. And was a good one. It was a good one out there. Mark did a lot of drywalling. That's true. That's what you told us, right?
Reveal my secrets.
Red, white, and blue, blue drywall, though, right?
Just blue.
Just blue. Okay. Yep. At least it was patriotic yesterday. So a lot of people had a chance to take in the fireworks, whether it be in Cedar Rapids or Independence or wherever. Coralville, big one. Everybody had a big one, it seemed like, yesterday. And it was a good time had by all. And hopefully everybody came through it unscathed.
Always a great day in America. And I know you got on the golf course. That's another great day in America. But
yes, it is.
Feels like a Monday, but it is Wednesday, and that means Caddy Smack today. Looking forward to talking to our guests and talking about everything golf. But we've got some other news I want to chew on a little bit.
That is true. Starting things off with Cummings, well, not going, just coming into the Iowa football program. Of course, this broke yesterday morning. Happy 4th of July to Kirk Ferentz and company. James Butler, who ran for over 1,300 yards last year at the University of Nevada in the Mountain West Conference, out of the state of Illinois, not a guy that was real sought as he came out of high school. Lightly recruited, I guess would be the best way to describe it. Had some offers from some maybe smaller FBS schools, a lot of FCS schools out there. Well, he ended up, Iowa was one of the schools that was pursuing him. He ended up becoming good friends with Lester Erb, who was on the Iowa staff at that point. Lester was let go, I guess, from the University of Iowa. Ended up at Nevada. And lo and behold, James Butler ends up at the University of Nevada, becomes a very good running back. A lot of the publications this spring have him as a preseason All-Mountain West performer, first team or second team. And lo and behold, yesterday, kind of in a very surprising move, goes on Twitter and says he's going to be a grad transfer and play his senior season at the University of Iowa for this fall. 1,300-yard rusher in Iowa with Akram Wadley back there as well. A couple of youngsters. Couple of freshmen coming in, true freshmen, and now you add Butler to this mix. So what was already, a strength of this Iowa football team became an even bigger strength over the last couple of days.
I think the best part of the story is he graduated in 3 years with a degree in communications. That's not easy to do, whether you're a football player or not. But the football part of it, I think Iowa fans automatically think this guy's going to translate to the Big Ten Conference. And, LaShawn Daniels and Akram Wadley were a great tandem last year. Maybe now Butler and Wadley can be the equivalent of that tandem. But before Butler's announcement, you had Tokes Akinrabadi, who was going to be in the mix. Torrin Young was going to be in the mix, maybe still will be.
Mm-hmm.
The Mountain West is not the Big Ten. But Butler showed a lot of skill in that league and put up some terrific numbers. So I don't think he can do anything but help this Iowa football team. We'd like to know from you on our KGYM Radio Emil's Hideaway poll question. How many rushing yards will James Butler have for the Hawkeyes this fall? Will it be under 750 or over 750? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
And obviously with Akram Wadley coming back, who is a dual threat out of the backfield, same thing with Butler. Butler a little bit more powerfully built, I think. You can make that assumption anyway. Is he going to be a third down back? I don't think it's going to be a situation where if Butler plays. I know Mark Morehouse in the Gazette today, he wrote a nice piece about the fact there could be, you know, a speculation. Maybe Butler comes in and doesn't play this year. Maybe he plays the following year after redshirting. He has not redshirted yet as far as his college career is concerned. So there's always that in the back of your mind. But I got to think if Butler made this decision, he wants to come in here and see playing time.
I think so as well. Brian Ferentz, the new offensive coordinator, it's really unknown what he's going to do, what kind of changes, if any, he's going to make. But there's been talk of putting Wadley, quote-unquote, out in space, which would be on the edge, the flank, the wide receiver, what have you. I don't know. But if you're out in space, you're going to be out on the edge, and maybe Butler's in the backfield while he's out there on certain plays. So I think it gives, at a minimum, Iowa some versatility in the backfield.
Yeah. What do you think? 319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Again, 319-366-1600. Kyle Mann, our engineer, here today, and as always, and you can give him a call if you'd like to comment as well. That is the grad transfer, and we were talking about it in the sports office, second one, we believe, in Iowa football history. After Ron Kaluzinek last year, the punter that came in from Central Michigan.
Well, if you can think of another one, go ahead and text us or give us a call, 319-366-1600. Butler would be the first, you know, every down player, I think, to go to Iowa as a graduate transfer. If we're wrong, let us know. But Kaluzi... Kaluzi was a good get.
Good get.
I had a very, very good year, and I suppose if Butler can contribute as Kaluzi did, and that'll be even better.
The other piece of news today, Iowa getting a commitment from Oswego, Illinois' Noah Shannon. He is a 6'2", 285-pound defensive tackle that some recruiting services have listed as a number 10 prospect coming out of the state of Illinois, out of Oswego. And he originally committed to P.J. Fleck in Minnesota, reneged on that, and now he has changed his mind, and he's cast his lot with the Iowa Hawkeyes. And according to Blair Sanderson at the Rivals Network, he becomes Iowa's top recruit as of this point for the 2018 class. Good get to have him come in.
Well, it just sounds like it. I'm not a big recruiting guy. And how does anybody know whether he's the number 10 guy in Illinois? Maybe he's number 5, maybe he's 25.
He's a big dude, I know that.
I know, I'm skeptical, but until these guys get in the program, and there's been so many examples of guys that are 1- and 2-star recruits that come in and end up in the NFL, so we shall see.
Iowa Wrestling, they get a transfer as well, and a big-time recruit also out of the state of Illinois, as Anthony Cassiope, I think that's how you pronounce it. He is a heavyweight, and he's a big-timer out of the state of Illinois. Folk-style national champion, finalist up at Fargo, and an Illinois state champion as well. And he is committed to Iowa. And then they got a transfer out of Pennsylvania as well, I believe out of Edinburgh, that is going to be coming in. Pat Lugo, who's been a 2-time NCAA tournament wrestler so far.
Sounds like two good gets. I mean, in wrestling, it's a different story. You can measure these guys in terms of what they do in competition, whether it's the junior nationals or what have you. And Lugo has already been in the NCAA tournament. In fact, beat Brandon Sorensen of Iowa in one of those tournaments. So it appears he's going to redshirt this year.
Yes.
And have 2 years of eligibility remaining. This is not a graduate transfer situation. It's just a straight transfer.
That is true. So pretty good recruiting news over the last 48 hours for Iowa wrestling and Iowa football out there. 14 past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to get into Caddy Smack coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk about the Zach Johnson Foundation Classic and also have a surprise out there as well. My snippet of knowledge, I got to give credit where credit is due. My friend Scott Reed came up with this one. He alerted me to this. James Butler, high school football coach. Iowa ties. Metro ties, Mark. His coach was...
He went to Wheaton St. Francis in Illinois.
Correct.
Okay.
Do you remember who went from the Metro, ultimately ended up at St. Francis in Wheaton?
Greg Purnell.
Greg Purnell.
Okay. And you didn't clue me in on that.
I did not. I was gonna lay it on you here in the show, yeah. But you got it.
I didn't know if Greg was still coaching.
He was his coach. Okay. I'm not sure he is now, but he was coaching at that point when Butler went through there.
Greg, very successful at Linmar, and I think he's done quite well in Wheaton as well.
Won a state championship.
Yeah.
In there. Might have been with Mr. Butler. I'd have to double check on that. But, yeah, how about that for a small world? all the way around. And thank you, Scott, for that piece of it. A tidbit of knowledge right there. We always appreciate that stuff here on the Gym Class program. All right, it is 15 past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into Caddy Smack for this Wednesday edition of the program. So stay with us. More to come. We'll talk some golf after this. You're listening to the Gym Class here in KGYM.
DEPACO is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers DEPACO Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, DEPACO members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at DEPACO.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use DEPACO, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll. Hey, Colonels.
It's Iowa State Cyclone Night at the Colonels this Friday. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Iowa State baseball cap and bid on Iowa State game-worn jerseys. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
It's only 64 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
Looking back at the glory days while keeping the pulse on the here and now. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM. It's Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, talking local and national golf from the first tee to the 19th hole. Here are Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and Rick Swan.
3:18 here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan will join us here in studio as well. Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside joining us as well, one of our great sponsors of the program, as well as the Amanda Colonies Golf Course and St. Andrews Golf Course in Cedar Rapids as well. And Brian, welcome. Happy post 4th of July.
Hi, how are you all today?
Doing great. Have a good 4th?
Yeah, a great 4th, yeah. You know, a little time on the lake and watching the fireworks last night. It was fun.
That's got to be fun.
Yeah.
Now, they shoot them off at Coralville?
It's I think we watch actually the Solon fireworks, okay, is what it is. So we head over to the spillway
right,
in between the two lakes and anchor out there and watch the fireworks.
Can't beat that.
Yeah, it's nice.
Can't beat that. So, and Brian's brought a gift for us to give away here today on the show. We've talked in the past with several folks from the Iowa PGA and the famous Iowa PGA Golf Pass book. We're going to give one of those away today here on Caddy Smack. Not right now, but we will do that coming up here in just a little bit. We'll have some questions as well if you'd like to send them our way. If you're having problems with your golf game, whatever. We could have two people answer the questions because Larry Gladson here.
Let's see if they agree.
From Elm Crest Country Club as well. And, of course, all eyes on Elm Crest coming up on Monday. It'll be the annual Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic over there. And seventh already?
Seventh year. The first six have been absolutely amazing and a lot of support from the community here in the whole corridor. And Zach is just continues to bring great big name players to Elm Crest Country Club here, and this year is no exception. We've got some great players coming.
Well, you guys are kind of, well, I'd say behind the scenes a little bit, but you want to get the course as great as it can be, and it's always been in perfect condition for the tournament, and I imagine can't do anything but grow grass in this weather.
The weather's been perfect. I think all the golf courses in our area are just in great shape, and Elm Crest has been just amazing all year long, and it's playing fast and firm, and greens are going to be fast and just the way we like to have it, so it's going to be perfect for Monday.
What's that day like for you, Larry?
That day?
Yeah.
Can't say that on the radio.
No, it's good. The morning's fast. I mean, there's just a lot going on, getting ready to set up the tournament. But we have over 300 and some volunteers, and everybody knows their roles. So it's just a matter of making sure that everybody's in the right place, and then we want to make sure we greet our guests and take care of them. But once the golf tournament itself starts, then I really like to get out on the golf course and watch some of the action myself.
Right, and it's a labor of love, certainly. And, you know, a lot of people, there's so many things you got to do. Yes, the course has got to be in shape, but you got to have all the ropes up. You got to have everything ready to go for the fans that are going to be out there. And probably people don't think about that a whole lot.
Yeah, that planning, it actually has started, you know, well over a couple of months ago, trying to get everything ready to go. And but, you know, being the seventh year, everybody, we have a system put together, and it flows really nicely, and there's a lot of meetings that lead up to it, so that the day that it actually gets here, it's a little bit more stress-free, and everybody can sit back and really enjoy it. And the only time that we ever get challenged, for the most part, is if we run into any weather, which we did a couple years ago, but we learned a lot from that one, and we're anticipating a beautiful day this year.
You mentioned the field. What do we have?
Well, of course, we've got Zach, and he's brought some wonderful players. Davis Love III. This is going to be Davis's third year here, and Ryder Cup captain. He's just had a big year with the United States winning the Ryder Cup, so we're excited to have him.
Is he bringing that with him?
I'm sorry?
Is he bringing that with him?
The Ryder Cup? He's not, but the Ryder Cup is going to be there. It's going to be at Elm Crest Country Club that day. All of the tour players, they get about 10 days with the Ryder Cup.
Mm.
And Zach chose this 10-day period. And so it is going to be out at Elm Crest Country Club that day. And we haven't completely decided exactly how we're going to use it. But we'll know more about that later. We hope maybe we can put it next to the Zach statue, which is a beautiful piece there right out by our driving range. And maybe the spectators can get their picture with the Ryder Cup. So it'll be pretty
special.
Very nice. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we hope we can do that. Smiley Kaufman's going to be here. This will be Smiley's first year, young star coming up. Ryan Brehm, he just had a really good U.S. Open. He hits the ball a mile. Ryan Palmer out of Texas. This is Ryan's third year, and he was on one of the winning teams a couple years back. He's having a great career. Brian Harman is a new one. Lefty, they got runner-up in the U.S. Open. Brian actually lives down close to Zach down in Georgia, so we're excited to have him come. Kevin Kisner, kid's having an amazing year.
Yeah.
I think he's got one win and six runner-ups this year.
Right.
He's way up on the FedEx Cup point list. He's a rising star. So excited to have him. This is Kevin's second time. Chris Kirk, Patrick Rogers, another young star. I believe he went to Stanford, been out on tour for two or three years now. And Kyle Stanley, who just won 2 weeks ago. Kyle's, this is his second win. He had won back maybe 5 years ago and then ran into some tough golf, didn't play his best, and it's great to see him bounce back the way he did here a couple weeks ago with a win. And he's actually sponsored by Transamerica. So Kyle's been with us every year, and he's a fine young man. So those are the professionals. We've got some great young guys coming.
I know some of those guys are playing at the Greenbrier this week in West Virginia. If they make the cut, is that a challenge to get over to the Midwest?
No, there's arrangements made.
Okay.
You know, so there's a private plane that'll bring them all in together. The only challenge we'd run into there is if they run into some bad weather and getting them here on time. Mm. But I believe, I looked at it last night, and I think there's eight players, Bill Haas, Davis Love, Patrick Rogers, Trey Milanex, I didn't mention him, Smiley Kaufman, Chris Kirk, Kevin Kisner, and Ryan Brehm, they're all going to be out east playing on Sunday. So as soon as they're done playing, they jump in the plane and come on over. And they have a gala the night before down at the Doubletree, and it is amazing how many, how often they get there.
They make it.
They make it. Yeah. They're there for the gala, which is always amazing to me because they just got done playing golf 2 or 3 hours ago, and there they are. So.
Well, that says a lot about your event and Zach and how much they care for it, too.
Those players, you know, Zach has a tremendous amount of respect out there, as everybody knows now, and he's earned that. And it really shows by the quality of the people that he's able to bring to Cedar Rapids. These professionals are they're busy people, and you know they're traveling the country, and for them to commit a day to come to Cedar Rapids to support Zach is speaks volumes for Zach.
Right, and of course it all leads up to the deer, so it's very well situated as far as the golf calendar is concerned. They can just make a lot of these players are going to be making their way over to the Quad Cities later in the week.
I'm not sure if all of them are, but I believe most of them are.
Yeah.
And then those that qualify for the British Open, the John Deere Classic, has a plane, and they all jump in after the golf tournament, John Deere, and head right on over to the British Open. So
right.
Can't beat that.
No.
And it's really helped over the years as well. Got some celebrities coming in, too, because people want to see them, especially the ladies want to see The Bachelor. That's a yearly
thing. Yeah, I saw Ben on there.
Yeah. Ben Higgins is coming back. Ben was here last year. He will be coming just by himself this year, though. And then also Alfonso Ribeiro. This is Alfonso's, I believe, third year, and he is very entertaining. Also, a very, very good golfer.
I think if he has the win, he wants an exemption into the deer.
Yeah, he's probably not kidding either.
No, he's like a scratch golfer, and last year his team did very, very well and won. And Brian just told me he's been down at Riverside the last couple of days practicing up, so he's getting ready to go. Adam Haluska, first year that Adam is going to be with us, a Hawkeye basketball player. Bobby Hansen, I believe it's his second year. Brandon McManus, who is a field goal kicker for the Denver Broncos.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's going to be great to have him.
Even Chiefs fans will welcome him to Eastern Iowa. Yeah. I encourage you to do so.
We actually have a couple of Chiefs, Danon Hughes and Kevin Lockett.
Yep.
They're both going to be Hawkeyes, and then, well, Danon was, but they played for the Chiefs. Dallas Clark and Greg Bruner are going to be back. Riley Smith, actor, singer from Cedar Rapids area, will be with us. And Tom Polasek, Iowa offensive line coach, new coach down at the University of Iowa, I believe. So
fun.
Anyway, got a great group. There's going to be 26 fivesomes out there playing golf on Monday. Golf starts at 10:15. There is a clinic that starts at 9 o'clock a.m. that we would really tell the people that are going to come over to Elmcrest. The clinic starts at 9 a.m. The gates open at 8. We would encourage you to get there shortly after 8 so you can get yourself in position for this clinic. Zach and usually takes three or four of his PGA Tour friends up to the north end of our driving range, and they put on quite a show. And you can get up real close, and for me, it's the highlight of the day, just watching these guys do what they do and listening to them banter back and forth. It's just a whole lot of fun. So, again, the clinic is at 9 a.m., and golf starts at 10:15.
Of course, it's not just the golf. It's the cause, and I'm just sitting here thinking, and I know some of the folks in the various companies around Cedar Rapids and Eastern Iowa who not only pony up some cash at the auction, but to buy into certain foursomes, that doesn't come cheap either. So these folks have really, over the last 6 years, supported this thing big time.
The community's gotten behind Zach's cause 100%. Each year it raises roughly $1 million to help the children. In five different schools in Cedar Rapids, and then there's also the Kids on Course, the university, the summer program that helps over 1,000 kids. And the results that are coming from these programs with the kids' reading and math skills is absolutely amazing. And so it's a great program for our community. But between the gala, the entry fees, everything else that goes on, it raises over $1 million a year to support this cause. But tickets are free. Everybody, you can get your tickets free. Just go any of the Hy-Vee stores. They've got them. We want the spectators out watching and supporting these players and supporting the cause. Last year, there was a little over 6,000 fans out there, and there's plenty of room at Elmcrest Country Club. 6,000 fans sounds like a lot, but you spread it out over that entire golf course, you can get up nice close and really watch it. But it is all about the cause, and we really thank everybody for their support.
And they'll have shuttles again this year running to get people to and from Elmcrest then?
They do. There's shuttles at Kennedy High School and Mount Mercy University that take you right to the gates. No charge to do that either. The shuttles run every 17 minutes. So they'll get you right to the gate where you can walk in, and then when you're ready to go home, there'll be one there within 17 minutes to take you right back to your car.
Can't beat that. No. Can't beat that. And now we just, you know, hope for great weather. We're 5 out of 6 so far, so we're batting pretty well.
Doing pretty well, and right now the forecast looks good. It's going to be a little warm, mid-80s.
That's so fine.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fine. It is summer in Iowa.
Yeah, and good golf weather out there. I was going to ask you as well, after this is all over, how long does it take to get everything kind of back to somewhat normal at the course?
You know, it takes a while to get things set up, but it's always amazing to me on how quickly it goes down. Mm-hmm. You know, the next day. We'll have tee times the next morning at 8 a.m., and for the most part, they won't be able to see that anything happened. Right. It gets cleaned up real quick. So, there's a lot of volunteers, great staff at Elmcrest that take care of everything. So, we don't want to interrupt any of the golf, so the next day, everything will be fine.
Nice. Very good. And again, it gets started the clinic at 9. And if you haven't been to the clinic, you need to go to that because, they show that they're just regular folks out there. And they always have a surprise or two at the clinic as well.
They do. And it surprises us sometimes because they don't always know what they're going to do. They just get out there and they just have fun. But they have a little bit of a, for those that watch the Golf Channel and the Big Break, they have some glass out there that they try to break, and they get competitive. They really want to get a piece of that glass, and you can just see the look on their face. I mean, these are competitors, and they're not going to have the guy next to them do a little bit better than them. So, I mean, they are really getting after it. But last year we had John Daly come, and John, he just kind of grabbed the microphone.
Oh, he was the... You couldn't get it away from him.
he emceed it, and he was the best MC I've ever seen. I mean, he was very comfortable and did just such a very good job of entertaining the folks. And, of course, the players, they didn't know what he was going to say, so they're on edge a little bit, but he did great. He was wonderful. So we never really know what's going to happen during that clinic either, but it's always entertaining.
Yeah. That'll be fun. It'll be at 9 o'clock for the clinic and then 10:15 for the golf, starting off in Elmcrest. And it is it's a shotgun, so wherever you put your stuff down, you're going to get to see everybody come through. So,
When spectators walk in the front gate, there'll be a map. It'll tell you everywhere where you can go, where the crosswalks are, where the concessions are. But also on the reverse side of that map, it'll have the pairings, so they can see where everybody started. And if they want to see somebody in particular, they can get right up there and right next to them.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome stuff. Larry, appreciate you coming down. Always good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. We're looking forward to Monday. Hope everybody can get out to watch.
It'll be fun. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. 3:32 on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM.
AutoZone has over 5,000 locations all across the country. But no matter where you're at, there's only one thing you can be sure of. It's gonna get hot. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery's internal structure. That's why Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat. Tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And even though it won't get that hot in Alaska, you never know. It might. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Lots of things take 15 minutes, like sitting through a halftime show or running a very slow mile. Well, Buffalo Wild Wings wants to add one more to the list, the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. Order from this menu and you'll get your lunch in 15 minutes or it's free. So put in your order, count all the tiles on our ceiling, and voila, 15 minutes and your food has arrived. Or it's on us. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Valid for tables of 6 or less Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at participating locations for dine-in only. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Napa Know How. buckets are good. Good at storing, carrying, and hauling all kinds of stuff. But the Napa bucket for $3.99 does more good than that, like getting you 20% off three or more items that fit inside and donating a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. So do our soldiers and yourself some good and save 20% with the Napa bucket. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how!
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/17.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
3:34, back with you here on the Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here at KGYM. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, guys.
As Larry Gladson joining us here in studio.
And, oh, wait.
what are you doing, Mark? You're talking?
Oh, we had a question on the text line, and... 2523 wanted to know if Joe Average could attend the gala.
Oh, Brian's going to go ask, and we're going to get the answer to that, because that's what we do here.
I don't know what defines Joe Average. Probably me.
And... I've been to it once. Rick Swan has done it many times, has been kind of the MC there, and I took his place once when he couldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's a, I can't answer the question.
The I-Team with Brian Haas.
So here it is. I got it.
What is the answer?
Yes, you can. However, it is sold out this year.
Oh, okay.
But next year, yes. So Tracy at the foundation office would take that reservation. So if you're interested in the gala for next year, get with Tracy at Zach's foundation and get signed up for next year.
There you go. For 2018.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah.
Helping
How
out.
How about that?
Look at that. For the eighth annual.
Have a news job.
Yeah. You hopped on that too, man. It was quick out there. 3:36. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Brian Haas, Rick Swan's going to be joining us coming up here in just a moment. We have an Iowa PGA golf pass we'll give away to one of our lucky listeners, and we'll do that coming up in just a little bit here. Rick joins us from across the hall at Rob FM, our brother station.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I guess we're both brothers, aren't we?
We are, bro.
Yep.
I don't. You can't say sister station.
That's Z102.9.
Right.
That's our sister station. That's
so you are our brother station.
Am I the uncle station?
You're the uncle. Uncle Rob is here.
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Doing well. And yourself?
Wonderful.
Thanks. Have you had a chance to play lately?
Scott and I had a great round on Saturday.
Nice.
That was
Sunday.
Was it Sunday?
Yeah,
Sunday.
I was flirting with the low 70s, mid 70s at least.
Wow!
Until the 17th hole,
right?
Yeah.
And he looked at the scorecard to make sure where he was at.
Yeah, you gotta stop reading that thing.
I know.
You do
know.
Have to stop.
He
doing
was
that.
Flirting with 69.
Wow!
I was.
Was I in your head? Because I was rooting for him to get that 69.
No, I just had. A bad swing on each of the last three holes.
Yeah, he needed to birdie the last three. And
Rick always wants to know where he's at. He wants his playing competitors
to know where they're at.
It's last time we played.
Is that a bad idea?
At Brian? That venue.
Yeah, not a good
we're
idea.
We're on the 18th tee, and he said, Mark, you want to know where you're at? I said, I know where I'm at. I need a par for 79.
Yeah. Most players that are avid players do know where they're at.
Yeah.
As they're adding the plus minus as they roll through their game. But as much as you can try to keep that out of your head, I suggest that's the better way.
That's the best I've played in a long time, and I'm going to credit you, Brian, because the last time we chatted, you talked about taking what you learn on the range to the course, and last year you had told me the reason you're doing well on the range is because there's three other balls laying there.
Right, right.
So I was pulling one ball at a time, one shot at a time with each club, and I only hit about 30 shots, and that was about it, and took it out there. And for some reason, it just clicked, and I was swinging really well.
Yeah,
swung well.
That is the much better way to do it. Don't do the rapid fire thing at the practice range to get warmed up. You're much better off hitting one shot at a time, and really even jumping around your bag a little bit.
That's what I did. Yeah.
And again, drawing that star from the bottom corner all the way to the top, back down to the corner, and move around your bag.
I had never really done that until that day, and I thought I'm going to do that. I just pulled one ball out, and a club, and. Really concentrated and hit that one. And really, it was like 20, 25, 30 shots.
And if you're struggling, you need a little bit of repeating, that's okay. But try not to do more than maybe even six shots on the high side if you really need some repeating. And otherwise, three shots would be a good number to say is your max number. Maybe you didn't hit the first one good, second one so-so. You know, give yourself that third one to hit it solid, but then switch clubs.
Do you want to end on a good one? That's what I always try to do.
But do you always end on a good one on the golf course? You don't.
No.
No, not necessarily. Yeah. But you want to have a good... I want to have a good mental picture heading onto the first tee.
I agree with that if you're heading out to play. If you're at practice, I don't know that it matters right. so much. It's okay to walk away.
Buying a golf ball from the guy next to you. Yeah, right. I'll give you $5 for a golf ball.
I need one more. Right?
I will clarify. I did warm up by hitting a few, and then I started that. So just to loosen
that's
up.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. To repeat yourself to get loose. That's
the
okay.
last thing I did was mentally played hole number one.
There you go.
I hit a drive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then right. I hit a second shot and then I hit a pitch.
That's
and
good.
So I don't know. Whatever happened, it was coming together.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Rinse and repeat, Rick.
Yeah.
Hope
right.
So.
Rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
Well, just like golf, you have one shot each time. That's yep. it. That's all you get. There's no second repeat shots. Mm-hmm. So.
Ryan from Walford on the text line, which is 319-366-1600, has a question I think we can all benefit from, Brian, if you'd be so kind to give us a tip. The question is there a general rule of thumb for reading putts 10 feet and under, other than just guessing how far it's going to break? I'm hitting what I think are good putts, but can't get the line down.
So lately what I've been watching with the amateur partners I've been playing with is they've, and as usual, they're a little bit low on reading the putts, so they're typically under the cup. So for a little while for each player, what I like to see them do is maybe overread the putt a little bit and start really experimenting with their speed. So a breaking putt really is a combination of choosing a spot above the cup and then determining what your speed is going to be. So it has two huge factors to it that I can't really teach. And the two factors are pick a line and pick a speed. Mm-hmm. And they have to coincide with each other, because if you pick a line and your speed isn't enough, it's going to come under the hole. And if you pick a line and your speed is too much, again, you're going to be above the hole. So there's where the speed comes into the factor. Now, if you're pretty consistent in your speeds and you're above and below, then that's really just picking the correct line. And so you can see how the two can cross over. So unfortunately, I can't answer that directly because it depends on the player. And if the player has consistent speed, then they really do have to work on reading the break and finding out how far that is.
And those putts are going to go in the side of a hole, whether it's right to left or left to right. It's not going to.
It doesn't
typically
go
in the middle.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, it comes in. It comes in one of the corners for sure.
Yeah, and also determining, you know, if it's straight downhill, you don't want to really charge it. You may want to put a little bit more arc on it, or if it's uphill, you go at it a little straighter.
Yeah, and here's the hard part. I've seen everything. I see players that charge it, and I think, gosh, that's not the way to play. But then I watch them make a lot of putts. Mm-hmm. And so speed has something to do with how you're playing that break. And ultimately, the best thing you can do is really start to understand your speed. Get that under control first. And you can do that by playing the ladder game and working on stepping the balls back from the hole and really getting good at your speed patterns. And then start working on breaking putts. So if you go to a practice putting green, I know ours has a lot of undulation, and I don't know if yours has that or not at your golf course where you practice, but find some undulating practice putts, drop some balls in a circle around it at different lengths, and start working on some of those breaking putts and start to understand what's more important to you, how far it breaks or the actual speed of it.
Mm-hmm. Why are the left or right putts for right-handers seemingly more difficult? Yeah. We get freaked out by them when right-to-lefters don't really present that much of a mental problem.
That's true.
Yeah, the pull putt is really what you're talking about. So if you're left-handed or right-handed, the pull putt is the one that a lot of players tend to struggle with, and that's because you swing from the inside more. Most players have an arc to their swing. Putter swings inside slightly, squares up, and then swings inside slightly. So anything that aims on the opposite side of your arc tends to be a little more difficult. So then all those players that cut across the ball, they like the pull putt better.
Mm. Right side of your brain versus left side of your brain.
Yeah, yeah.
319-366-1600. If you have a question for Brian out there, we will relay and pass that along on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Kyle's standing by as well. You can call in at 319-366-1600.
I heard a thing a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't know what I was hearing. And I was just watching, I believe it was the U.S. Open, and they were talking about someone who had a coach that was having this player look down the fairway as they were hitting a fairway shot. Is that just in practice? Have you ever seen anybody do that during a round?
So their eyes were on the target instead of on
the ball? Yeah, and maybe I misheard it. I don't know. I thought I would bring that up the next time I saw it.
I think I heard a similar thing. Remember Annika Sorenstam and David Duval?
Yeah,
It looked like they were looking away from the ball when they just, I think for a fraction, and after they hit the ball, then they're looking down the fairway.
The theory was it got you to turn quicker through the ball or something like that. I'm glad that you heard something like that, too. Have you heard anything like this?
So I have spent time with Annika, and that is definitely different. And she's, you know, one of, you know, call it put her in 1% or less that's ever done that. So I don't know that I would encourage that.
Right.
I just by any means. I'm not saying that doesn't work or doesn't happen because, I mean, there's a world-class
athlete.
Athlete that just did that, you know, for her career and a Hall of Famer and everything that goes with that.
Right.
But that's not the norm.
You know how to teach Jim Furyk's swing. Really?
Right. You know? But even then, when you break down Jim Furyk's swing, it's actually not that bad. Mm-hmm. He just takes it out and around a little bit to get it to the top. Yeah. Then once it's at the top, everything is normal. And so it doesn't matter how he gets it there. It just, as long as on the way through, it's heading to the square and then heading toward the target. You know, that's all good.
Interestingly, I wanted to ask you this as well, and we'll get to the phone lines, and we got one more break to get to, and we'll talk some more golf here. But playing, I got a chance to play down in Missouri with a former Bradley golfer.
Okay.
And just hit it like a pro. I mean, was playing the tips, and just sounded like what you will hear at the Zach Johnson Foundation or at the John Deere Classic.
Makes a different sound.
It just makes a different sound than what you're used to out there. And it just kind of gets you going to play, try to match them.
Right.
And so my advice, you know, if you have that opportunity, not everybody knows a Division I golfer or anything like that, but get out there and play around with them.
Yeah, definitely. Or your club professional.
Not that you guys stink or anything. Saying that.
That's why I didn't get a call Sunday.
You'd be surprised how often that your club professional at the club that you like to play at is available to go play with you. They just never get asked.
That's where we have fun playing with you. It's fun to watch that.
Go out and go, you know, next time, hey, I want to come play with you. Yeah, stop by the counter and ask the golf professionals and the assistant golf professionals at those clubs. Most of them played some college golf. They're playing some professional golf now, and our local PGA section stuff. But you know, they do make that sound as well, and hit it very well, and have a lot of knowledge. So if that's something that you've thought about and were afraid of, don't be afraid to ask them, because honestly, we want to play with you as well, and we just don't get asked.
And get out there enough. Let's go to the phones, and before we get to a break here, let's bring in Scott from Cedar Rapids with a question here on Caddy Smack. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hybrids are supposed to be so easy to hit, but I struggle if I either get a flat or I hit a pin. Is there a rule of thumb of something I should work on?
Sure. So you're struggling with your hybrid, and really the hybrid is here because the golf ball changed. So when we hit 3 irons, 2 irons, 1 irons, the golf ball was wound. It spun, we'll call it 10 times more than the current ball does. I'm not sure what that number is. But so the reason we have hybrids is because the golf ball is different. It doesn't spin. So the hybrid spins the ball for us. So what we have to do with the hybrid is treat it like your 6 iron or your 7 iron. Get it more in the middle of your 2 feet. Hit down at it like you would an iron. And treat it a little bit more like that. And I get that question a lot. It's very common, especially those of us that have played with long irons in the past and made through that transition of the golf ball. And now we've been out of that golf ball for quite a while, but the hybrid still has us baffled a little bit for some of those players. So the biggest thing you can do is treat it like an iron. So you also may want to try some different styles of hybrids. They make a couple different styles. Some are more iron style where they have a little bit of offset. Some are more of a wood style where the leading edge of the head is in front of the shaft, which looks like your 3-wood, except that it's a hybrid. And so there's a couple of options that way also that might fit your swing better and how you attack the ball. So the main part is if the ball's not getting in the air, then we're not swinging down at the ball correctly and pinching that ball like you would with an iron.
Well, I know I've got it too far forward in my stance, and I'm playing Adams 8-4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd have to see a picture of them to see it because I can't picture it in my head, but of what that looks like. But if it's a little bit forward, try a little bit more centered, and treat it a little bit more like a mid iron.
Great, thanks for this point.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
You bet.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Scott. Thank you. All right, we're going to take a break, and as we head to break, going to give you an opportunity. Brian was gracious enough to bring in a 2017 Iowa PGA Golf Pass book, the helping out with the American Cancer Society. They're regularly $45, and we're going to give one away today. So thank you. Thanks to the Iowa PGA as well. Mm-hmm. Thanks for all they do out there. So if you've been a winner of the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. And Kyle will get your information on caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Caller number 6, you're going to get one of our Iowa PGA Golf Pass books. We'll take a break, come back with more Caddy Smack Wednesday edition after this on KGYM.
I'm burning up, Eastern Iowa. Summer's here, and I'm almost out of year. So I'm rolling out my hottest deals to get in gear. Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. Driving your old ride got you hot and bothered? Don't sweat it. Payments too high? Don't sweat it. Owe too much on your trade? Don't sweat it. Because right now, we're pulling out all the stops. So you can beat the heat in a nicer, newer car. And you could get approved with as little as $7 down. Are you sweating some past credit mishaps? Don't sweat it. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. You could be approved with a perfect payment for your budget today. So if you're sick of your old ride, don't sweat it. You could drive away in a nicer, newer car today with as little as $7 down. But hurry, the hottest deals will end at the end of the month. Visit Dave Wright Nissan Subaru today on the corner of North Center Point and Boyson Roads, or see all the cars at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
Even though it's a holiday week, the City of Cedar Rapids reminds you that there's no delay in garbage recycling or yard waste collection. So set your carts at the curb by 7 a.m. on your regular collection day. Never miss another garbage pickup. Sign up for text and email alerts before every holiday or collection interruption at crnewsnow.com.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:52 here on the Wednesday edition of Caddy Smack, KGYM. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Rick Swan, Brian Haas here. And got some texts, got some calls today. Thank you very much. And thanks to Dan in Cedar Rapids. He's going to get one of our Iowa PGA golf booklets. And we thank Dan for calling in. We thank everybody for listening here today. We did have another text coming in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, correct?
Yeah, 3560, Brian. Over the past few years, golf shoes have certainly changed with the invention of soft spikes. Comfort has become a priority. I played the last few years in tennis shoes and not seen a huge difference. It's actually taught me to swing easier, have tempo and balance. Am I crazy?
You're not crazy. So the balance piece is huge with that. So most of my students come into the performance studio wearing tennis shoes, and we work in tennis shoes. And however, in this last year, the Titleist Performance Institute is a part of the Acushnet brand, which is FootJoy. And BodyTrack is a company that created this mat that you stand on while you hit golf balls, and it tracks what your body does by weight and how you move your feet and how your weight shifts through the golf swing, and really kind of shows some different aspects of how we look at players' golf swings. Well, they had this at TPI, and they started noticing patterns and the type of shoe that the player was wearing. So that them being a part of FootJoy started trying different shoes with different styles of players and how they use their footwork. And they figured out that there are players that need stability and need a stable shoe, And there's players that need a mobile shoe that don't necessarily move their feet enough. So they put them in a mobile shoe so that they can move their feet more. And so Zach is, for instance, a stable shoe player. So you'll see him wearing very traditional looking shoes. And they're the old classics and that style look. And it's a very stable shoe. And then you'll see other players with more of a tennis shoe style. That doesn't mean that it's a mobile. Those new SLs from FootJoy is actually a stable shoe, even though it looks like a tennis shoe. And the DNA, which I thought was a stable shoe, is actually a mobile shoe. So when I did the testing myself, I thought for sure I'm going to be a stable guy. I grew up in classics and the whole thing, and it told me that I need to move my feet more and put me in mobile, which is interesting. So I thought, wow, and I love my DNAs. I thought I had to throw them all out. And then when I found out that my shoe was mobile already, I thought, well, that makes sense, though, because most players, if you play long enough, will gravitate to what they actually need.
Right.
And if they're pretty good players. So what I have also found that. So I do have the body track in my studio. And we've been using it. It's been a lot of fun to figure out, you know, the proper shoe for the player. So that is available out there, and it's called Body Track, for FootJoy, and it recommends the style of shoe that you should be playing in.
Years ago, I played in the City Am against a guy who played barefoot.
Is that right?
And he's a good player. I'm not sure whether he couldn't afford them or whether he just felt more comfortable barefoot.
Right.
But yeah,
interesting.
Wow,
interesting. This week on tour, they are back at the Greenbrier. Mark mentioned that a little bit earlier on, and of course, our thoughts go back to last year. We know what they went through with the torrential flooding down there. They wiped out the tournament, literally and figuratively, last year.
Right.
So they are back this year, and I guess everything just looks like almost like nothing happened. But I know a lot of the pros are playing, are going to be donating some of their checks to the recovery fund out there. So. That's pretty cool to see.
That is. Being a golf course that has gone through something similar to that, maybe not quite as devastating as theirs, but we had those holes down by the Iowa River and, you know, had to spend $1 million to have Reese Jones come back in and reroute, and this has already been a number of years ago. I can feel for them. You know, it's hard on you as a staff. It's hard on your golf course, obviously, and hard on your whole marketing to get your life back together as a golf course. And so good for them. It's exciting. I'm glad they're back there. What a great facility and has so much history. So it's a lot of fun to be there.
Yeah, great course down there. And should mention as well, I think Vince India had a great weekend.
I know. How about it?
Did a fantastic job. And he's starting to play really well.
He is, yeah. And one of those players, a former Hawkeye, and I've been around him quite a bit. And I haven't seen him around lately, but played in our Iowa Opens. I think he won the 2009 Iowa Open. So it's fun to watch him get through the Q School and now playing well on the Web Dot. And not too far from making it.
Right.
Up there at the lead.
I don't want to jinx them. They're talking about it.
No, but doing well. When you're playing well, you got to get out and play.
That's right.
So we're going to get out and play again.
Yes.
The last round of all of us was a good round. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Use your Iowa PGA Passbooks. There are hundreds of dollars of discounts in there. So it makes golf even more fun.
Yeah, even more fun indeed.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we'll all get together next Wednesday again. We'll look forward to John Deere Classic. It'll be JDC week.
I'm ready for Sunday of John Deere Classic week.
Yep.
Already got my tickets ready to go.
Yep. Have Darren Fisher coming into the studio tomorrow. He's our Iowa PGA's champion from last year. He'll be playing in the John Deere. So we're going to do a little work tomorrow morning and get him ready for the deer.
Yep. All right. Well, Brian, appreciate it. Thank you. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
All right.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Caddy Smack in the Gym Class here on KGYM. And thanks for stopping by, Rick. Appreciate it.
Oh, sure. No
Back
problem.
To the uncle. And Cal Eldermark's going to join us coming up tomorrow. So we're going to talk some baseball, usually on Tuesdays, but we had the 4th of July yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do it again coming up tomorrow. So lots to talk about as we get into the Major League All-Star break next week.
Indeed, the All-Stars themselves, division races, some guy named Aaron Judge. He's doing some pretty good things.
Yes. Tied another record set by a guy named DiMaggio, I think, today. So that's not doing too bad. All right. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. For all our guests, Scott Unash saying so long. Thanks for joining us here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, KGYM.
just announced. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get a Ford F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on the award-winning built Ford Tough F-150. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand.